Hey! Welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. It's a new week. It's a new, exciting week. We get to, I know you're all on pins and needles this weekend. I sure was. Waiting for the big reveal as to how the Berg family feels about their boy, Aaron. Look, got a new Charger t-shirt. This team makes me drink. And the cat's doing great. Cat's doing fantastic. I don't know, do you have pets, right, Garrett?
Cat and a dog.
Okay, so did you get the cat fixed?
Yeah.
Did you? Why didn't your parents get you fixed? Because you were born wrong. So I get the cat, and they put a giant cone on her head, right? Giant cone, and it's all ungangly, and it keeps falling off. So I'm like, fuck it. I send away for one of these giant foam cones that makes her look like a giant yellow flower. I put that on her head a day later, and she gets out of that too. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just not leaving a cone on her. She's a smart cat. She's not going to lick her fucking uterus scar. Who would do that? And she didn't. And then, like, 3 days later, she's all... So I don't know how people have kids.
No, what? I had the airplane pillow. It was like...
You did not put that on your animal.
That was... It was made, like, instead of the cone, it's like a...
Oh, yeah, it inflates.
It inflates around their neck, and they can't... Yeah.
Well, my cat is just smart. My cat's smart enough not to lick her fucking uterus scars.
Yeah, they all are.
Yeah. These people are all uptight. You know what I mean? Ugh. But I can't have sex with her for at least a week because you'll tear the stitches.
You can lick the uterus scars. That's what the doctor says, right? Don't let the cat lick the scars.
But I can.
Because human saliva helps them heal quicker.
Right, right. And you don't want to mix it with cat saliva because their tongues have spikes on them, as evidenced by the scrapes on my penis.
Big weekend. Big, huge news.
Aaron Berg, everyone! Yeah.
We have switched from large coffees to medium.
I saw that. What?
As I was thinking, we go in all the time. We order large. You rarely drink your whole coffee.
I always drink it on the way home.
I always have mine by the end of the show, and it's a little bit cold.
Yeah.
So why not spice it up? So the woman goes, oh, and by the way, the black girl that I like isn't there anymore.
Why? Now, when you say the black girl you like, do you mean the black girl that works there that you like, or the only black girl that you like ever? You need to answer more quickly. You really need... Try it again.
Okay. The black girl that I like doesn't work there anymore.
Why, the black girl that you like, you mean the black girl that works there that you like. You're not saying that's the only black girl that you like. So you're doing it again. You're really leaving room for doubt there. Ask me.
It's like she...
Oh, wait, no, I do the line, right?
She knew to have my coffees ready, right. And she knew my bagel, and she'd just ring it in. She never messed it up.
She knew her place.
Yeah.
How about the... So other...
And I'd ask her about her weekend, and then she'd say, I did something, and blah, blah, blah. And I would be like, oh, that's awesome. And then she'd say, how was your weekend?
Now.
And I'd say, here's my daughter. I'd show her my daughter, and she'd look all like, maybe you will marry me and give me citizenship. Blah, blah, blah.
Let's
she would say a lot. Yeah.
Well, just name another black girl that you like. So he's medium quality.
Marina Franklin.
Marina Franklin sent me a text message saying, do you have insurance for your cat? Get insurance for your cat.
Really?
And she's a brilliant comedian.
I saw Marina go off the other night because someone came in to do guest spots and didn't ask her permission, and she got really angry, and she came outside, and she told me she's really angry, and then I saw the person that did the guest spot, and I said hi to them, and she goes, I don't give a fuck. You can go tell them. And I go, I didn't even know that was them.
If you're sitting at home wondering who's Marina Franklin, that's because you're buying into the stupidity of Comedy Central. Yeah. Look her up. She's fucking ridiculously hysterical.
Yeah, hilarious. I did Gotham this weekend. Oh, all right. Here's what it is.
Come on.
My father is proud of me.
Woo! Yeah. I will drink to that.
My mother had written on Facebook previously that she's proud of me, and she told me many
mother's
times.
On Facebook?
But my father's, yeah, she's
hip.
Her name is Christine Meehan Berg. It's my wife that acts like my mother. So, I told my father, I said, we turned the TV down and we were sitting on my Baba Pita couches.
The one you paid $3,000 extra, so you had the
USB.
The UPC.
And I turned the TV down and I said, Dad, and he said, yeah. And I go, are you proud of me with everything I've done? I said, I do exactly what I want to do. I make a good living and I have a family and a nice... He goes, yeah. And I go, well, I need you to tell me that you're proud of me because I've worked really hard and it means a lot to me that you're proud of me. And he goes, yeah, very proud of you, and that's what I've tried to do in my life, is to do what I want to do and make good money. And I got up and gave him a hug.
Did you?
Yeah. She's proud of me.
But I mean, was he shocked that you asked? Was he serious? Like when he said, "Are you
serious?"
What's that?
Serious.
Okay, I can't believe you're asking me this. Obviously, I'm proud of you. Or let me just, this is a really big question.
Hey, there's Michael Gavin Le.
Oh, this fucking nutcase.
Can you, Garrett, just keep the handgun readily available?
I don't have
available.
The knife under
and
my
the
desk.
Two railroad spikes. How are you, Michael?
Michael, are you proud of Aaron Berg? Are you proud of Aaron?
Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Can somebody throw a whole bunch of matchsticks down and give this kid something to count?
You need a whiskey or something, Mikey?
No. Good to see you.
Now, your mother.
Yep.
Is she proud of you?
Sure, she's proud of me. She complains about everything.
She's a Jewish mother.
So we went out, and she's like, "Piper got into the Gorilla Glue." And I was like, "Ma, you can't call it that anymore. It's African-American."
Don't steal Duke's joke.
Duke's joke. And so we did that. She complains about everything. He complains, too. He's like, there's a ledge here between the kitchen and the dining room. You probably got to fix this. I was like, no, that's a ledge. Separates the kitchen and the dining room.
That's what old Italian parents and Greeks and Jews, they do that. Like whenever Aunt Olga got upset about something, she's dead now, Garrett, cancer. Whenever she complained about something ridiculous, there's a gap between them. Like, well, I'll push it together, but then what will you have to worry about, Aunt Olga? Then what ridiculous thing will you find to worry about? But it keeps them going.
He complained about how small the second bathroom is. He goes, "I like this bathroom because I can shit and wash my face at the same time."
The one I ruined?
Yeah. And then he goes, "How's the shower work?" I go, "Like every other shower." And he goes, "Do you have a bathtub?"
That was a completely different question in the 40s in Germany. Yeah. How's the shower work? What?
He goes, Do you have a bathtub anywhere in here? I go, "Yeah, the shower you were just in." He goes, "Oh, I thought that was just a stall." I go, "No, that's a bathtub."
This was the first time they were at your house. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So they're really proud of you. You're a homo. I don't know why I keep wanting to say homo.
Homo. You're a homo.
You're a total homo. So you're blowing a dude in front of your dad, and he's like, "I'm so proud of
you." You're a homer. Daughter of a programmer.
I don't know why I always want to say you're a homeowner just because you're renting a house. Mm. I don't know why. Maybe it's this stupidity.
In a year and a half, we'll buy. Homes are expensive out there in the hills.
But you're enjoying the thing.
Love the hills. And then I didn't feel well. Yesterday I didn't smoke, so that's not good. I had a horrible cough. And I think it's because Brian McCarthy licked my ear at Comedians of the Compound. And I felt right away, and it stunk like blind spit.
Again, there's no specific smell to blind spit.
It didn't smell good. That I will tell you. Haven't had sex with my wife in a few days. That's exciting.
And, I may have taken Alex out for her birthday this weekend.
You did. So where'd you guys go? What's for that? Drinks?
We went to a restaurant in my old neighborhood right next to...
Sex McGillicuddy's?
When the adding something with McGillicuddy's doesn't make me laugh, just kill me.
All right.
It was. We went to Have Sex McGillicuddy's.
Yeah.
And then we went to a bar called Angry Wade's to watch two fucking incredible Final Four games.
Yeah. Did she get in a fight there?
No, she was too drunk to get into a fight. But
really?
I gave her a going away bang, so that's it. 30. She's done. She's too old.
That's too old for you now.
Yeah, way too old. Way too old.
And you guys,
if she's watching
sex?
This, it's not going to end well.
How many times did you do sex?
Just once.
That's it.
Here's why. And you really want to make fun of me. Because I took her back to her place and I had to get back to the cat because I was worried about the cat.
Where does she live now? Which borough?
She's in wherever Bushwick is. That's Brooklyn.
Ugh. Yeah.
So I did that, and then
you get there, and then you got to go all the way back home.
Yeah,
you got to go from black to normal, back to black.
And then it's like the second time I literally had to say, "Look, I'm giving her the old noodle. I'm doing the Who Wants Taffy for round two," and I'm like, "Look, I gotta go. I'm thinking about my cat. This is really getting
weird." What time
weird.
Of morning was this?
It wasn't that early. It wasn't that late. It was like maybe one.
You got home super early from a bar.
And then I slept all day fucking Sunday. It was great.
Yep.
Did nothing. Sat on the couch, watched my Phillies. Fucking good team.
Yeah.
Your Mets got crushed, but they had a good weekend, right? They won 2 out of 3?
No, they won 1 out of 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame when the Mets and
it's going to be back and forth between the Mets and the Nats.
The Red Sox absolutely suck.
Good.
They're 2-8.
Yankees have everybody injured.
What's that?
Yankees have everybody injured.
And they're still killing it. They hit 7 home runs yesterday against the Orioles. the eighth home run, if they hit an eighth home run, they would have gotten to rape the pitcher they hit the eighth home run off of.
That's awesome. What's her name?
No, it's a dude.
Why would they rape a dude?
Because it's you can. Well, we'll have a guest on in 10 minutes explaining how.
What was the name of his Netflix special?
I don't even. Hannah.
Barbara. Oh, boy. So it'll be a good show. It's 9/11, Pete Davidson career day. And we'll bang it out today. Very
excited. We'll bang it out. It's going to be fucking great.
You want me to get out of here? You want to get the show started? I'm concerned because I came in. There's a lot of whiskey in this place.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I didn't.
Did you sober up at all over the weekend?
Yeah. I just had a couple glasses of wine on Saturday night.
Alex's vagina.
And last night I did do one shot of rail whiskey with some, I want to say fans, but just people that were at the big LOL gig.
Yeah,
I
those
did.
Aren't fans. Those are just people
exactly.
That,
yeah. That said, oh, you're great. We're from Vancouver. Have a drink with us. So I did a shot. But no, I dry out at night and on weekends, you know? Like,
yeah.
How many times do you call me at night? I'm just home being like, being a bum. I'm doing my sheet. That's what I do.
You say you're a bum every time. Whenever I call you.
Because of that saying, before you get up and go, no, I want to ask you about the Cleveland gig.
Yes.
Doing the Cleveland. it's like how we. Why are you walking weird? What did you do? You're a very stiff walker today.
I'm assy because I took cough medicine twice yesterday.
Oh.
I have to fart carefully.
I had a cheeseburger. No, I had a 7-Eleven Big Bite for some retarded reason at 1:30 in the morning when I got back from my spots last night. And then I was in bed 5 minutes later. You can imagine. Just shrapnel coming out today. All right.
What was the question about Cleveland? I farted in there, but it followed me in here.
That's why you're walking funny. You were trying to dust it out of your ass in front of Michael.
That's true.
All right.
I can't believe Michael's here. He always goes on Twitter saying he'll be here with his weird autistic
Last I saw Michael on Twitter, you felt you weren't pleased with Boozy Boxing, which is you weren't paying attention. That was an incredible day on the compound. And you said you wanted to wrestle. You wanted to wrestle Brian McCarthy.
Yes.
Why do you want to wrestle Brian McCarthy?
Grab a mic, Michael Gavin.
Yeah, grab a mic. I'm sorry, buddy. Grab a mic.
It sounds like a stupid idea, but...
Idea sounds stupid.
I know.
A stupid idea is a stupid idea, but an idea...
I don't know. I just wanted to, like, over the top you guys.
You wanted to over the top us, so you want to arm wrestle them in a tank top while driving a semi-tractor trailer? Anyone get that? Am I too old? Anyone?
No.
Well, you're
I just felt like the boxing match was kind of a little.
Are you getting the knives while he's talking? Are you getting the
pussy
knives?
Whip.
Just buying time.
I mean, like, it was good. I just wish you just punched him right in the face.
I did punch him in the face, and then he dude, let me tell you, it was a brilliant move by him to break one of the gloves. He's a strategist, but I got to tell you, I had a bunch of fans. Send pictures between Angela and a couple other people. Great pictures and really nice pictures at the end. Me and Brian hugging, sitting there fucking drinking together. I got to say it again, as much as I badmouth leading up, you're a very good promoter. You are, Aaron. I apologize.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, this hallway, I'm watching like the hallway was perfect. I was wrong. All right, well, good luck. Are you going to try and wrestle him today?
I don't want to get my back injured.
Your back injured?
Yeah.
Sounds like a gay excuse.
Yeah. How did you? Is
From
it
all
a
the penis that goes under it?
I don't. No, because I'm not an employee here.
You don't want to
doesn't
get your.
Doesn't matter. That means you can't sue.
Yeah, I don't want to sue. I mean.
All right, I'm gonna organize it. Let me see if I can get Brian McCarthy on the phone. I'm gonna try and promote this for
you.
Want to
get? You don't want to get your back door injured? I got it. So May 4th and 5th, we're in Cleveland, correct? Did you actually buy those?
May 5th.
May 5th and 6th. I'm sorry, right? We're in
May 5th.
So just the night of May 5th.
That's correct. We're flying in that morning. We're going to the Indians game. Then we're going to do two shows that night at Hilarity's.
Okay.
Then we're flying back the next morning. We will not be here in time to do the show, so we'll do a pre-tape. Or we will Skype in from Cleveland and do a live show from Cleveland.
Okay, but those tickets that you looked at, those are the ones we're buying?
Those are Delta tickets.
Yeah.
They're the best. Delta's a good airline.
Oh, no, I have my miles on Delta, so
it
I love
costs,
them.
You saw the price of it?
No, that's fine.
You get coach, I'll do first class.
Are you getting another huge hotel that we can't tell your wife about?
No.
Christine, today, you have the password. It was like four fucking rooms, Christine.
Yeah. My wife asked today, she goes, give me a login so I can watch the show. And this is what I said. I go, no. And I walked out. And I can't, and I patted her on the head. I go, no.
No, you're you're adorable.
This is for us, you know?
It's guy time.
Yeah.
It's fucking guy time.
It's locker room talk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like when you hold down a girl and pull her swimsuit to the side.
No, that's the
that's locker room talk.
That's rape and oddly sexy when you say that. It's oddly sexy.
Oh. All right. Well, let's bang this show then. We got Michael Gavin's here getting ready to wrestle. So stretch out a little bit, Michael Gavin.
Kick back, enjoy. Do you not drink, Michael?
No, I don't.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. Good for him.
No, I'll drink to that. Here you go.
He used to work in porno.
Ask me the last time I had a drink, Mike.
5 minutes ago.
Just have the knives available.
Hang on, Gino. I got to take a call before we do anything.
All right. Here we go.
Huge fan of yours from the West Coast.
Another call. Well, this will buy us right into the next thing, right? That's perfect.
Fine. Whatever.
Hey, Gino.
Back by popular demand, speech impediment man. Now, did you get that? How big was the check we were cutting him, Aaron?
Dollars.
How big was the check? 600K?
That's a stutter.
That's a stutter. What's up, speech impediment man? A question for Gino?
Yeah, I got a question. Have you ever shit your pants during the show or on stage?
No, I've never shit my pants during the show or on stage. But if you watch we talked about it on an episode ages ago. Like I shit my pants. After leaving a show, heading to the subway, it just all came over me, and I couldn't get back to a toilet in time. And then it all came over me, if you know what I mean. That's on a...
Were you drinking coffee?
I was just
hang on one sec. I gotta egg watch.
Okay, back to egg watch. Right with you, speech impediment man.
Garrett's off the hot sauce, just going on the eggs, dropped a little piece on his hoodie, but right back in the mouth. You know the old rule, you drop a piece of egg, you put it back in your mouth.
It looks like that's the way the eggy crumbles.
Like they always say, if you dip your egg in the river of iniquity, sometimes the egg ends up in your mouth.
They don't, by the way.
The egg eating getting sexier over here at Compound. Look at Garrett,
look at that.
Going off.
Well, he's trying to top the spicy egg with the milk from Chrissy Mayer's breast on Friday,
spicy
which people
egg
seem
cannot
love.
Be topped.
Yeah, that was a
take this taste, Stevens. Haruga.
Now, what happened to that hot sauce, Garrett?
I brought it home.
What are you going to do with it? Give it to your old lady when she gets a little mouthy?
Usually I make like a double batch of chili and put a teaspoon in there.
And you put an entire 2 drops on our eggs? That could explain why I'm still just...
My stomach was... mad at me the next 3 hours.
Like, I don't, but that's the thing. I don't mind it being hot, but when it's just hot for the sake of ruining your friggin' innards, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Gotcha.
All right.
Egg watch.
All right.
Second egg getting started. Go ahead, speech impediment guy.
Speech impediment man, how was your weekend? And then we got to let you go. We got a 9:20 call coming in. How was your weekend, buddy?
It was good. Hey, I was wondering, can you put me on Love Taxi?
Can I put you on Love Taxi? Yeah, here's what you do. Call Fremantle Media and see if they can unearth it from the Indiana Jones like vault where it's being kept, that you know how they ended the first movie. It was a terrible show, but I can get you on it. We'll do our own little Love Taxi in a Chevy Sonic, and we'll do it with Kate Willett because she deserves slowly done sex. All right. Speech impediment man, call back anytime. You need to call Howard Stern and tell him that you like In Hot Water better than him, okay?
I will.
Hold on to the number. Call back soon. Love you, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All righty.
Smells like a gas leak in
You
here.
Just took a shit and walked into the green room.
Did not, but I walked in here. It smells like propane.
Smells?
Smells like propane. Oh, they can take our lives, but they'll never take our propane.
That's fantastic.
I'm glad Michael hasn't stabbed anybody yet. He's got a back issue, apparently, so he can't wrestle
really,
Brian
really
McCarthy.
You can't get your weight into it.
Tell me a little bit about our guest before we lead into the call.
Our
today.
Guest is gender relations analyst. That's what she goes by. Karen Strawn, right? Am I saying it name? Is it Strawn?
Karen.
Karen.
I hate you both.
Ask again. Karen's, how do you pronounce her name?
I said, how do you pronounce her name, Garrett?
Karen.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about the last name. She's a spokesperson for men's rights out of Edmonton, a contributor to the avoiceformen.com, and a prominent men's rights activist, and really a genuine one because, as we'll come to find out, didn't start out that way. Didn't start out that way. Remember, you know, you're like heterosexual now, but you didn't start out that way?
Wait, what?
They fixed you? Remember you went to the reassignment? What's it called?
It was called synagogue.
Yeah, oh, please. The Jews and Christians.
All right, see if you could get new guy to patch through to Garrett, who can patch us through to the phone call. And it's a real phone call, so yes. You'll know it's coming in when the phone rings.
Yes, yes, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Prominent men's rights activist.
I'm going to patch you through to Garrett.
Thanks, new guy.
Thanks, new guy.
He talks like speech impediment man.
Yeah, patching through to Garrett.
He's on the phone, guys.
He's got the phone
in there. What you have to do with the is I don't want the phone. I want you to click the line through to us. No, I don't want the phone.
You can't. Go put your face up by the glass and you can hear maybe.
Just click it through. There's a line dispatcher and we can hear her on these microphones.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There you go. Oh, my God.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. It sounds pretty chaotic where you are.
It is. We had to patch you through.
Is happening?
Is what?
Well, is there an earthquake or something happening, or is the guy behind the glass just new?
He's new. Good. He's new guy, we call him. He's doing great.
You know I'm just new. It's okay. I'm new.
Yeah. You know how these artsy types are, Karen. They have their own way of doing things, and you just have to acquiesce. You're in the biz. You worked on the, you were a big part of the movie The Red Pill. You've worked with these Hollywood types.
That interview there that I did on The Red Pill, that was quite the ridiculous story. You know, we found a quiet spot in the courtyard. They got all set up. It took an hour for them to set up their cameras. And then I go to sit out there so they can adjust the lights. And the concierge comes out and says, you can't be out here. We're closing the courtyard in 15 minutes. And so then we have to do it in a bar.
Did you yell, is it because we're women? Did you get to do that or no?
No, but I was just like, well, but we're going to be quiet. We're not going to be noisy. It's not like we're partying out here, so.
Yeah.
But, oh,
Karen,
well.
Let me say this. First impressions of you. Very well spoken, very Canadian sounding, which I respect because I, too, am from cold Mexico. I moved here from Toronto, and I can tell that you're very Canadian. Now, your voice is very outside the box, primarily for a woman in 2019, and then secondarily for a Canadian to be so brazen and free with your speech. Can you tell me how you came about? And I heard this great story about when you were going to get a divorce from your husband, you didn't want him to pay child support, so there was a whole bunch of stuff that you went through, and it is just downright inspiring. Can you fill me in? I know I'm bombarding you with a ton of questions, but I'm intrigued.
Oh, well, you know, I was going through a divorce when I stumbled on Men's Issues website. It was pretty hardcore. These guys, they would tell you exactly what they thought, and nobody's feelings were spared. And I really enjoyed the atmosphere there. And, you know, like, and it was part of the reason why I stayed there, stuck around there and talked with these guys in the comment sections and stuff. Was because when you decide to divorce, you can pretty much list in minute detail every single thing the guy did wrong, right? Your partner did wrong. But I wanted to know if there were things that I did wrong, right, that contributed to, because unless you know that, you're doomed to make the same mistakes, right? And these guys were really helpful with me figuring all of that out. And then, yes, while I was going through my divorce, I wanted to be very, very, very fair with my ex. He was not in a good place financially. He was significantly older than me, 17 years older than me. And
kind of the guy
who's probably never going to be able to retire because, you know, he just was not in a good financial place. And
yeah.
I was in a better place than him.
Wow.
So, but my lawyer said the judge is not going to sign off on a divorce that doesn't contain a child support order. So I've had to do my very best to make sure I stay off of welfare since then. I never applied for any kind of government social programs or anything like that because the moment you do, the government will go after the child support for you.
Right. Wow. Now, Michael Gavin, who's an autistic audience member, has a question. Hang on.
Can I ask you a question? Are you a lesbian?
No.
No.
Do you have sex with men still?
Yeah, that's what a straight person does. Sorry, he
doesn't. Well, I'm not 100% straight.
Sweet.
But are you gay?
Are you gay?
No, that's what a lesbian.
She just told a story about her husband.
Karen, I apologize. You ever see someone that you look at and you're like, is he retarded? And then you're like, no, you convince yourself he's not. And then you let him speak and you're like, I gave him too much leeway.
So how did you become a men's advocate?
Advocate is the word. Yeah, he's that. Advocate. It is an interesting question, Karen.
Let me take it.
She's saying she was led to it by. Was it like a true desire for equality that led you to think outside the box like this?
Well, when I was on that website, I read a lot of articles, and there, you know, I kind of started to understand. You know, I always knew feminists were kooks and lunatics, but I hadn't quite realized how deeply they'd gotten their hooks into, you know, the law and policy and, you know, social policy, government policy, and all of that. And so, I mean, like, there's only so many times you can read an anecdote about a guy whose wife stabbed him and he was the one who was arrested and hauled off to jail for 3 days. You know, like, it's, you can only hear that so much. And before you're like, yeah, I think I want to actually do something about this. So I just started talking about it. And the guy that I'm with now, when I met him, he was going through some shit.
Yeah.
That just fundamental unfairness within the system. And just this idea that, you know, the system will hold a man down while a woman just has her way with him, just like absolutely just screws him.
Yeah, we call that the reverse Kavanaugh.
There you go. And so essentially I was just like, you know, I'm going to really talk about this, and I was good at it. And just kind of, it was a career that fell in my lap. So
well, amazing.
I would imagine it helps. And just from reading your biography and stuff, of course, you started on the feminist side. You're one of three daughters in your family. But then you had two boys. So I would imagine raising two boys kind of opened you up to, oh, my God, I want my sons to have an equal shot at life, for lack of a better word. So that might have warmed you over to that side. Is it fair to think that?
No, I think I didn't need to be warmed over to that side. Like, I was never a feminist. Like I said, I just always thought they were idiots.
Yeah.
you know, like I always kind of had this opinion that, you know, anytime you hear a feminist talk, just assume that they're saying the opposite of reality, and you're pretty much good to go on, like, what the world is like, because, you know, they're like, violence against women is at an all-time high. And it's like, no, all the trend lines in all the countries show that it's at an all-time low.
Right.
So, you know, they say the opposite of the truth every single time. And so, essentially, you could set your watch by it. But yeah, it was, you know, a combination of, you know, my new guy, who I've been with for 9 years now.
Nice.
And,
the lumberjack
my sons,
guy, correct?
And also my daughter.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I said the lumberjack guy.
Yeah, well, he looks like one. He's actually an engineer, so.
But you,
married an Indian dude.
No, not necessarily an Indian guy. No. They have engineers that are white in Canada, correct?
That is correct.
Oh.
Correct. He is definitely white, and definitely looks very. He looks like he should be chopping trees in the woods.
Nice.
And he is not 17 years older than you, Karen.
No, he's 13 years younger than me.
Oh. Nice score, Karen.
Oh,
well done.
I'm gonna
come up to Edmonton. I sometimes come and do the yuck-yucks there, and I love it. You got a vibrant little town, and I love the way you think. I think it's very common sense, and I think it's very brave of you to think outside the box and be, for lack of a better term, so ballsy. And especially in Canada, where I know free speech is being limited constantly, for you to be able to share your thoughts with us, it's just downright inspiring, and we're huge fans of you, and we're glad that you could come on the show today, and we hope to have you back.
All right, sounds good.
Anything we can promote or push for you?
Okay, you can plug the International Conference on Men's Issues that's going down August 16th to 18th this year,
great.
In Chicago.
Right, okay.
You can find out more at icmi.info. And you can always plug, I will be happy, always happy to plug my Twitter at Girl Writes What and my YouTube channel, also called Girl Writes What.
Nice.
And your website, Owning Your Shit, blogspot.com, are you still doing that? And avoiceformen.com?
I still do owning your shit every once in a while. Put some stuff up there, but I usually don't plug it because I'm usually on an FCC regulated, news show or something like that, radio show. So I can never say the name.
It's
on
all
here,
about that. It's all about the Twitter girl writes what, and all about the YouTube.
And real quick question, Karen, before we go, pronunciation of your name, just to verify, it is Karen.
Karen.
Got it. Thank you.
Karen Strawn. Call back anytime. Thank you so much. Enjoy your week, young lady.
You too.
She'll be banging a lumberjack after this.
She looks like a man.
What's that?
She looks like a man.
Well, something you should strive for, Michael. I mean, did Michael just literally say, are you a lesbian three fucking times?
I mean, I thought Michael had the worst question, but then Gino asked about her boys making
well,
her less
I really
of a
thought,
feminist.
But isn't God, it great? Really and then she just goes, no.
Just turned the interview.
No.
Yeah.
I got
interview was over then.
I think Michael had a better question than you. Are you a lesbian? That was great.
He
do
got
sex with men?
His question may have been just as bad, but he got to it so much more quickly. That his was better.
Yeah, because yes. He doesn't have that filter where he wants to do well, so he just asks questions real quick.
I was just trying to, like...
I wanted to know if she was a lesbian. She,
yeah, you asked her four times. We know
no,
that's what you wanted to
like
know.
She looks like a dyke.
What's that?
She really looks like a dyke.
You notice how we haven't asked if you're retarded? Have you noticed that? Like, there's a reason we didn't have to ask you once, let alone five fucking times! I'm trying to ask her a nice question involving her family, saying, look, I care about you as a person. I've done the research. I know you're one of three
really
daughters. I know
stupid.
You have two boys. And now let me get to my retarded little nephew. Are you lesbian?
She
do
looks
you
like
kiss
a
women?
Dyke. She really does.
Was she a lesbian?
Yeah,
we cut his mic off just before he asked her if she had cooties. Do you understand how
like...
dangerously close we came to that, Michael?
Look, I like when we do a call like that, and I know it seems boring for some people because it's not amazing. Oh, and by the way, national holiday coming up.
Yes?
I totally just slipped my mind. We'll have to get back to it.
Then don't stop the screen and take a peek.
But Ori O'Connor got some huge news where they've named a national holiday after
do
him.
We know his whereabouts yet? We got legit news guy back. Do we know?
Hang on. We do have it. Can I patch you through to new guy? He'll patch you through to Garrett.
I doubt
can
you can. I doubt you can. Give it a shot.
It's so exciting. Hang on, new guy. Are you okay?
Yeah, I got to patch you to, what's your name again?
Garrett.
Garrett. Okay, hold on.
We gave you, like, I said we needed to wear name tags.
We're
for
going
the first
through a
week.
Transitional period.
No one listens. I said wear name tags
show.
For the first week.
Hey, Gino, do you dare me to fart in here?
Yes.
Okay, I did
Gina,
it.
Gina, get in there. He's going to...
I did it. Hang on. Don't talk until it hits. It's going to be real bad.
Really bad.
I won't do this ever again, but it's just like I'm so gassy because I took cough medicine twice yesterday.
How does cough medicine make you gassy? Garrett's
I don't know
the one
what
eating.
It is, but it makes my bowels all just like runny. Picture my bowels like Michael's brain.
Oh, my God. So they don't connect. So they
doesn't
don't connect
smell
with
yet.
Anything.
No. It doesn't smell yet. All right, I'm going to patch you through to Garrett. He's here.
I got
to
tell you, I like this medium coffee idea.
Yeah, me too. It's almost done.
What's up?
Yeah. And you don't have to suck down the last of the cold.
What's up, Gina B?
Hi, Garrett. Can you just patch me through?
To what?
Whatever gig. The Ori. We're trying to reach Ori.
Huh?
Go back to the new guy. He'll tell you.
The new guy or new guy?
Just the new guy's gone. Remember he left with all
hey,
our
Gene,
money?
Hey, it's new guy. What's up?
Nah, I can't stand it.
What's going on?
Where have you been, buddy? Last we saw you was like 3 months ago. We gave you money to go get us like breakfast at Metro and you never showed
yeah,
up again.
Yeah, I came in and took a whole bunch of the guy's vape cartridges and then left and I didn't want to come back.
I'm amazed you remember
like
what your voice
much.
Sounds like after all this time.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
no
impressed.
Problem. That's why I was new guy.
Well, new guy, have you met new guy?
Hey, new guy.
You know, we're looking at Aaron while you're talking like new guy.
Yeah, he does my voice.
Can we get Karen back on the line so we can see if she's a lesbian?
Hang on one sec. Patching through new guy, who'll patch you through to Garrett, who can then patch you through to Karen, who'll patch you through to Ori.
Stick around, people. In a few minutes, the booker of the West Side Comedy Club is going to punch
Hold
me
on,
in the
Gino,
face.
I have to patch you through.
Yeah,
Hold
you
on.
Just, we're going to do that 5 minutes. Make sure Garrett knows what you're doing.
Who?
Garrett, the guy that's not Aaron. There's two people in there. The one that didn't just take a shit on your desk. That's Garrett.
I'm going to... I'm going to patch you through.
Throw it on the stool at the desk.
Garrett, you're on.
What are you doing?
I'm trying.
Show.
Patch me through to Ori.
Ori?
Ori O'Connor. You know, the brewmaster. He runs a an animal shelter. He sells cars. He wrote a book. He drove drunk. He killed a woman whose pit bull turned on him. Ori O'Connor. He did news for a while. Berg's
you are right.
Ori. He wrote a book, Ori to Bother You. He's in a cover band, Oreo Speedwagon. Ori! This guy really got out of control, didn't he? Ori O'Connor.
All right.
That button, Garrett.
Okay.
That.
Hey,
him.
Dude.
Was how that so you? Fucking hard?
I'm Ori O'Connor, and that's how the cookie crumbles.
How are you today, Ori? Can I ask where we're at, in which city you're right now, where we're speaking to you? Because we hopefully back in New York, you coming back? Ori?
Sorry, what was the question?
Where are you right now?
I was in Texas the other day. Now I've begun to make my way back up to New York City.
You're coming home?
I believe so. I had a little bit of an awakening. As you recall, when I was a pharmacist, I went a little into the eye of the needle with my drugs. That led me astray.
Is it the eye of the needle?
Sure. I became a brewmaster. I then killed, I believe, 14 possibly gay students.
I forgot. Oh, my God. I forgot that you were a principal. I can't keep track of you.
I got a swastika tattooed on my forehead.
Right, right.
And then the other day, I made love to a man named Raul on a blanket.
Yes. We ended our week like that. Did you have a nice weekend?
Well, no. My asshole was incredibly sore.
So now...
Took me for steak.
Well, that's always a mistake. But now I'm told we have something to celebrate, Ori.
We do have something to celebrate. National holiday.
And named after you, it is National Oreo Cookie Day. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But here's the thing. They spelled it wrong. They spelled it R-E-O, not R-R-Y apostrophe O.
Hey, don't matter to me.
Either
March the 6th, National Oreo Cookie Day.
After 6 weeks of voting and thousands of votes, we have a winner for our first annual Holiday Madness. Now, what day will that be, Ori?
March the 6th.
Is it March 6th?
Yes.
So it's not for another year? We're celebrating this 11... You're rolling it out 11 months ahead of time?
That's correct. You need to prepare.
We have 11 months... This is what you... Just get back home.
Let me fill you in on this. The Oreo was first trademarked March 14th, 1912.
No one cares.
First Oreo cookies in the United States sold for 25 cents a pound in a clear glass top novelty can.
Novelty?
Novelty.
Navajo?
In 1912, the Oreo Connor biscuit was renamed to Oreo sandwich.
Really?
In 1948, the Oreo Connor sandwich was renamed to Oreo cream sandwich.
Okay, go on.
William A. Turnier developed the modern-day Oreo Connor design in 1962 to include the Nabisco logo.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Nabisco's principal food scientist, Sam Porcello, developed the modern Oreo cookie filling based off of Oreo Connor's great-great-grandfather, who had black forehead, white mouth, black chin.
Now, do you get a check every time they sell a bag of Oreos?
I do not.
You do not. That's a shame. Now, do you know the principal ingredient in the cream filling is lard? Did you know that?
It's lard.
It's lard.
Why does it taste so sweet?
I don't know if the principal ingredient, but they put lard in the center. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Last I checked.
Well, that's not making me feel well at all.
What's Oreos that? Are vegan.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oreos are vegan.
Says who?
The vegans.
The vegans.
Well, they wouldn't lie about that. All right. I was told there was lard in the center of the Oreo.
All right. Well, I feel ill now. I'm going to patch you through to Garrett, who'll patch you through to Aaron, who'll patch you through to new guy, and then you can cover a news story and then bring in your guest.
Okay, it sounds like a plan.
Go ahead.
What? I don't do anything. You're patching me now, I thought. Do you people need to understand why I drink so much? You understand? Garrett!
Happy National Oreo Day, Gina.
Why is everyone picking their nose?
Why? Do your show! What? God!
Just... What happened?
Ugh.
I wanted to pick my nose. All right. You're still on, Aaron. You're still on. You're still on. There you go. Subtle. Can we All right, just get to a fuck.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Yo, dude.
It's just in, Gino.
Yeah.
Hot breaking news. The stories from Ori's.
yeah, stories from Ori's. His book. We got to have him go on a book tour.
Got a big hot story coming in. Heroin, Gino, the devil's handiwork.
Yes.
Drugs, needles, opioid epidemic.
Right.
Lady,
yes.
Vomit. Food, heroin, smack, addiction, problems, hashtags.
It's good to have you back, legit news guy.
Good to be back. Heard Ori's on his way back.
Yeah, he's...
Eggwatch hasn't been the same since that old forehead coon was around.
He's left a trail of destruction. He's left a swath of destruction in his wake.
I'll tell you, good, trustworthy guy, mostly in the mouth area.
Yeah, but everything else, a little sketchy.
Yeah. You see him naked, it looks like somebody splattered him with a mud gun. Old cracker lips is what we call him.
A Pennsylvania woman tries to eat 7 bags of heroin.
Mostly Democrat in the forehead, Republican right. in the mouth.
I got you. I'm just getting a little whiskey.
Yeah. He's Hillary on the chest, Trump on the belly.
A Pennsylvania woman tried to swallow the evidence after police...
He's T.I. on the back of the head. He's... Toby Keith on the front.
Mm-hmm. I like the alliteration.
I got this hot story for you. This woman's a smack lady.
A Pennsylvania woman tried to swallow the evidence.
They
after
called her the Black Widow.
After police pulled her over with 7 bags of heroin in her car. Tiffany
How
Root,
many?
Tiffany Root. 7 bags of heroin was stopped by Lancaster police late last week.
Lancaster, PA. You ever been there?
I have. I used to do a comedy club out there.
I used to do heroin up there.
Well, your girlfriend Tiffany is in a bit of a pickle.
Don't call her my girlfriend. That gets Dottie upset. She just got back.
How was Dottie when you got back?
She was upset. I went to Texas for 3 weeks without telling her.
And she's pregnant, correct?
Sure.
Now, how fun. Now, the last girl that you got pregnant burned in a fire while you were proving news is real. Is that correct?
This horrible accident.
And what was the accident part?
There was a fire and she died.
The one you set. This woman in Lancaster was stopped by police, at which point officers found controlled substances during the transfer to the hospital.
If they're controlled, what's the issue?
They're controlled by the police so people don't get them. But she had seven.
But this woman had them. Maybe she was controlling them.
She attempted to destroy the 7 bags by chewing / eating it, police said. I think they didn't say / but I did. Hospital staff was able to recover the bags by convincing Root to spit them out before swallowing. Normally, you don't even have to tell women to spit. Normally, they just do it whether you want. Police said they also found 15 Suboxone pills with the initials AL on them. That's already lying if anyone doesn't want to do the hard work on a Monday. And more
Gino,
than.
Gino, I've got access to her.
You have her on the phone?
Did you want me to get her to Skype in?
Yes, have her Skype in.
All right.
And then we'll get to our guest. Hey, Tedalicious.
Let me find out
Hi,
her
Gina.
Name. Because I know you always ask me that.
Yeah.
Tiffany Root. All right.
That takes you back, huh?
Takes me back to when I put my root in Tiffany.
There you go.
Good looking lady, by the way.
How was your weekend, brother?
It was fucking fantastic. I banged the crazy bitch again.
Of course you
All right, I think I can Skype her in.
What's that? Skype her.
You want me to Skype her in?
Skype her. You said you had access. This is a great shirt. Look, Teddy. It's a Charger logo. This team makes me drink. Can you get her on the goddamn phone?
Do you own anything? Logo?
Yeah, I have a couple Tennessee logos and Snoopy stuff. That's it. And maybe a black V-neck. And I gave the Dunkin' Donuts T-shirt to my niece. She liked it. I don't know what... What are you... Oh, we're doing this again. Oh, dude. Okay. It's the special effects, Savage. They slow us down. It's all the high-tech...
All right, Gene, got her.
I'm gonna take my time because I want you to get a sword. Oh my God!
Hey man.
That drug made your mouth go sideways.
You want some heroin?
No, I'm good, sweetie. Tiffany Root, you have been accused-
You like pussy?
What's that?
You like pussy?
You know, you could have shaved before you came on the show, Angel.
I've been in Holden, man.
In all honesty, if I take-
You got any Clearasil?
No. They say heroin's bad for your skin.
There's a compass on my face. Yeah, North leads to the crazy eye.
What does South lead to, Angel?
My pussy.
There you go. Police found 15 Suboxone pills and more than 70 other pills for which you had no prescription.
Viva Las Vegas.
Why don't you try turning? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn your face about 6 degrees. I'm gonna say clockwise. Other way. Those are pretty lips, Angel. Can you tell me what those other 70 pills were exactly? But I can't. So we're really committing to this.
I got in trouble for drugs.
We know that.
The police came and I had some stuff in my house, so I just tried to get rid of it as quickly as possible.
You took 70 pills.
I take you there now.
Thank you.
Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
Come in.
Who is it?
Oh, you're doing this alone.
It's the police.
What do you want? To arrest you and take you to prison. Why?
You have drugs in there.
What?
Are you on drugs right now, Tiffany?
Hang on. I'll be right there. I just need to get my hair done. There's no drugs in here. I don't know what you heard.
Tiffany.
Just give me a moment or two, please.
It sounds like you're eating a bag of drugs, Tiffany. It actually sounds like you put the drugs in a bowl of soup. And you're trying to eat a soupy drug bowl. Yeah. It just seems like you're slurping them down like a small Asian boy. We have that video. Tiffany?
Yeah.
You think?
Just a minute. I gotta put my baby to sleep.
Tiffany, are you a lesbian?
Yeah.
You ever kiss a girl?
Sure.
Just channeling my inner retard. All right, Tiffany, did you just eat 7 bags of drugs in a soup?
Maybe.
It's probably not healthy.
I don't feel so good anymore.
Okay. Are you gonna try?
Hang on. Come on in, officers.
Okay.
Come on in. Oh, boy. I just ate all of it. Ooh, boy. Stomach. Oh.
Why do I feel like I'm off?
Hi, guys. How are you?
I feel like I'm off center there. That's better. Are you going to... Now you're throwing up, but your mouth isn't really moving. It's weird. It's weird. And it... But I will say this, it's about time we got to use the girl throwing up in the bathroom sound effect, and it makes sense.
Gino, I gotta go. I'll call you back.
Okay. You all right? The passenger in your car, Thomas Seymour, was taken into custody for an outstanding bench warrant. Can we get the guests in and we'll cover the rest of the stories?
Hey, Gene, it's Aaron. Why don't you bring the guests in? Let me give a little bit of background on the guest.
I would love that. While you're doing that, I'm going to set up the second chair. Go on, talk to me.
Okay. Gino, last week on Monday was Boozy Boxing, which was a huge success here at the compound. Resulted in us signing several new shows. Elton John's How You Like Me Now.
No, that didn't happen.
Elvis Costello's Tune Into the Music.
Yes.
Keith Robinson's I Won't Be On Your Network. Several new shows.
I love Keith Robinson.
Me too. And as such, it was such a huge success that afterwards we went and did a live stand-up show at West Side Comedy Club, which, by the way, one of my favorite comedy clubs of the
city.
Oh,
without a doubt. We get the booker all the time.
They stand by the comics. Great food. Lovely time. And we had a great show.
Fabulous bar selection.
Sold out. His name is Bo. Killer show. Everybody killed. With one exception.
No, Daddy did fine.
That exception was you. You were very intoxicated.
Why?
And I was so proud of you that you showed up to do the show. We were going to get you to close the
show. Oh, come
on
in, Gina. Come on in. Come on in, please.
And then you were very drunk.
Bring her.
You were.
I set up a chair for her. I'm sorry, Garrett. Go on.
You were ripping the microphone around.
Right.
And you, in fact, broke not one, not two, but two microphones.
Yeah.
You broke them. And then luckily we had a closer named Aaron Berg.
Never heard of him.
He went up and saved the show so much so that he got a drive home from great people that lived right near him. They were so happy to drive him
home. It wasn't like a snuff video situation?
No. Great family. Drove him home back to around, they live in Middle Village. Great dude. Watches the show. We're going to hang out, smoke cigars.
And now we've brought on the booker of West Side Comedy Club, who is also a hilarious person and has been on the show before. And you owe her an explanation, and you have to deal with microphone issues with her. And she brought her love.
Ladies and gentlemen, booker of the West Side Comedy Club, please welcome Gina Savage. Everyone, you know her, you love her. And of course, the fantastic comedian whose name I've been told seven times, and I forgot because I'm always drunk. I'm kidding. What's her name again?
Ari. It's Ari.
But not Ari. Not.
She was a witness to your debacle.
Yes. Well, let the record. And did I not contact you immediately the next day and say, you've known me how long?
I've known you.
And I am known to fancy a drink, but I don't perform drunk.
Fancy a drink? That's how you're putting it? He fancies. Aaron, he fancies a drink.
There's nothing fancier than a fucking beverage. But I was enlisted. Yes, that's booze. We have whiskey right here.
Good Lord. No, I don't drink. Hello.
I was enlisted to do this boozy boxing thing the same day as Comedians at the Compound. So because I commit, because I'm such a giver, I ended up getting obliterated, and I thought maybe I could pull it off, but there was no pulling it off. Now, what exactly would you say happened there once I got onto the stage?
Okay, first, like everyone else, I had mixed reports on whether or not you were going to be there.
Right.
So
what was the scuttlebutt?
The scuttlebutt was Gino's really drunk.
Yeah.
We're not sure. And it was like, it's not even a scuttlebutt. It's like the day's news.
Now let me point
because this out. Because he fancies a drink.
Because I fancy a drink. Yeah. But before the show, the whole point was at the 5:30 p.m. boxing match, you had to try and blow as high a breathalyzer as you could.
Oh,
you understand?
I missed
yes,
it. Yeah.
So okay. That's the point. So of course, Daddy didn't mail it in. And what did I blow? A 1.6?
Did
thank you.
Does Daddy
that's
take
correct.
A nap in between anything to sober up a notch?
I think the nap was my mistake, because
really?
That's why everyone said I wasn't showing up, because it was pure adrenaline and I was kind of okay. But once I took a nap and woke up at like 8 o'clock saying, where am I? Who happened? What happened? And I just autopiloted over. I was like in and out of coherence.
Does that explain the Anne Frank jokes?
No, those are just part of my regular act. You're familiar with that.
Yes, I am.
Nazi-opoly, Hitler's brick oven pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
That's his go-to. Okay, so so where's the mic is what I want to know. Is there a mic? There's 100 mics back there.
No.
Nobody could give me a mic?
I was running around and I forgot.
$40 freaking mic.
I will come by tonight with a microphone,
okay,
I
listen,
promise. Without a doubt. And if not, you could tweet I'm a liar, but I totally forgot to grab it over the weekend.
I want to say one thing.
Please.
You guys are incredible.
Please, more.
Okay, so the show is a sold-out show. It's April Fool's Day, perfectly, fitting for you guys.
Yeah.
And, like, it was great. And
it was.
Your fans love you.
And we had Brian McCarthy actually host it last minute,
right?
Which was great.
Is he blind?
I don't think so.
There was a lot of, hold on, give me your hand. There was a lot of this.
Yeah, he's,
and then
he's
I
will, really,
there's a lot of this
he's
hand touching.
He's really creepy.
It was
but he's an endearingly creepy person, I would say, I had to.
There was a moment where I was walking him onto the stage,
right.
And then I realized he seems to be perfectly capable of getting
he
on and off
you all over?
Without my help.
I gotta remember next time I'm there that I'm not drunk, but I'm blind. I gotta remember that so you can usher me onto
the
stage.
I'll usher you on. Oh, the blind drunk.
So he's fake blind, you think, Gina?
I think there's an he sees something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
So what? He just goes around for pity. And Gino couldn't even knock him out.
Are you out of your mind? Dude, first of all, you had to yell at me after the first round, start hitting him because I was being nice.
Yeah.
That's because he can see.
Yeah.
He can see. All
and then
right.
He broke one of the mics. So so why did I start swinging the cord then?
I don't know. I think there was a certain
drunk.
Level of drunken
that's out of the equation. We know that.
Drunken frustration.
You got to buy Gina a mic.
Well, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
You have money on you, or do you spend it all on Plan B?
I'm in a third floor walk-up. Daddy doesn't need Plan B.
You can't
drop a coin?
White girl down the stairs.
What's that?
You can't just throw a white girl down the stairs in your neighborhood.
Wait, why'd you say white girl? As if it was a black or a minority, you could.
What?
Aaron?
No, I just meant you couldn't throw a white girl down the stairs.
What if it was a black girl?
Huh?
Why do you think I was swinging the cord then?
I think
quiet down,
we
Art.
Were like in like sort of this like drunken kind of just like you said, like the adrenaline. Thank you.
I don't know what I thought. Oh, my God.
But, it was the whole swing. It was a lot of swinging and just like a lot of swinging and a lot of. And then
same deal three times.
He was like.
And that was when I got mad. I'm like, see, because in that moment, I'm like, I can't believe that I fucking got, I gave my fucking liver that day for the compound. I'm like, I'm going to try and do this show, and now I look like the mook.
So the question is, okay, first of all, are there periods of sobriety ever? Are there any?
Yeah,
are there,
sober yesterday. There like,
that's one day?
That's a long fucking like, Sunday. That's what I texted Sheena. I'm like, but you know, I never perform drunk. And she's like, I'm just saying, should I be concerned? That's you're like, do I need to be concerned?
Do you need to be concerned?
No, you don't.
No, no one needs to be concerned.
Mm-mm.
We need not be concerned.
And by the way, now that we have you in person, not just the comedians of the compound that we did, Queens of the Compound that you hosted a couple months ago was absolutely fantastic.
Everyone was great. You guys are great. Like the whole team of this, you know, the whole compound umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. They were wonderful.
But we can't thank you enough for your support. It's
thank
a great
you.
Club. It's
thank
right
you
over
so
on 75th.
75th in Amsterdam, thank right you. Underneath Playa Betty's. Great shows
you
every
love-
night of the week. The weekend shows are stellar MVP. Sometimes they got headliners over there. Killer club, killer food. Great
you
people.
You love the tacos, don't you?
But there was a problem with the mic last time I was there. I couldn't figure it out.
I don't know.
Yeah. I went up after some guy, and there was a problem with the microphone.
So you're saying the microphone smelled like drunken boxer, and your ear smelled like blind spit?
Blind spit.
You had quite a day.
I got a story. Can you keep the girls here for a story?
Can
I got to put you through.
Can you do the gymnast one, please?
Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news.
Don't be shocking.
Breaking news.
Hey,
it's
buddy.
It's just in, Gino.
Legit news guy. Did you see we have guests on the panel?
Very excited. Who's there with you?
That would be the lovely Gina Savage, booker of the West Side Comedy Club.
Yes.
And comedian Ari Sinilindindindin.
How do you spell that?
Sinilin with the two dins.
Sinilindindin.
Ari, what's your last name?
I don't have a last name.
There you go. There you go. The Sinilin didn't
decide.
All these
here to take you from your family with. That's a
no,
Gino joke.
No, she's here on her own. She just came here on her own. Yes.
I'm not buying what you're selling.
They didn't even have
her
to use
her hair is purple like my niece's.
They didn't even have to use
my
a container ship to sneak
purple.
Her over. We got her here in a cigar boat. It was great.
They cut her name short.
Yes, Ari. She's the non-Jewish more likable. All right.
What's it short for, Ari?
What's that?
What's it short for?
What's I'm guessing your name is short for
Ariel?
Ariana.
It's just Ari, actually.
Just it's short for just Ari, actually. Ari oh, makes boy. More sense.
All right, well, we got a big hot story out of Chelsea, the straight man's capital of New York City.
No, there's a lot of gays there. There's a lot of gays there.
If you like pussy, you're allergic to Chelsea.
And I would love Ari's input on this. You'll see. All right, so
Ari, put it in.
A 21-year-old Chelsea woman could soon be charged with trying to extort thousands of dollars from her well-off parents in China. Where are you from?
China.
Perfect. This works. What are the odds? 1 in 800 million.
Wait a minute. Which part of Brooklyn is that? Are you really from China?
Well, here, technically, but yeah.
Well, this is America.
Yeah.
Different place.
By the way,
hang on 1 second. Dottie, get this down.
No, that's just one.
Chinese person
it's actually
confused
that guy, not that
thinks
guy.
China is America.
Sorry,
Donald
blind.
Trump to impose tariffs against China for Chinese people thinking China is America.
All right, we get it.
Cars, Mueller investigation, etc.
Just trying to
border
impress
wall, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Things, stuff, people. Do sex.
Can we do the story?
All right, back to you.
What's the story?
This woman was bust. Yee-hoo, he. Who?
Bless you.
I really thought it said yee-hoo, and then they were going to say he was busted. But you people, and your names are all. And is it correct? Like you go by the last name first and first name last, like Ichiro Suzuki. Everyone
yeah.
calls. Okay. Yee-hoo, he.
Bless you.
I'm going to do it one more time. Yee hoo hee.
Bless you.
I'm good. All right, Ari, you say it.
But he, wait. Is it he, H-E-E, or is it X-I?
No, it's just H. Please, if it was X-I, I'd say she. You're giving me way too much. It's he. H-E with it. It's spelled H-E-he.
He.
H-E-he.
H-E.
Gino, I'm outside the apartment building here in Chelsea.
Chelsea. It's spelled.
Can
like,
I go up?
It's yee hoo he. Look.
I'll see yeah, if I can buzz up. Or knock or something.
Oh, it's yee ho he.
Bless you. Gino, I think you better get one of those face masks. Yee-ho-ha. It seems like there's bird okay. flu in there.
So it's yee hoo ha?
Because we
Bless
don't have
you.
Like the he in our language. There's no he.
Gesundheit.
You don't have what?
Like, there's no word for it. There's no he.
Yee-hoo-ha.
In Chinese, no, there's no
he. No. Yee-hoo-ha. Yeah. Surprise, there's any she's. Don't they drown you at birth? It's what? No? Nothing?
Yee-hoo-ha.
Yee-hoo-ha. Yee-hoo-ha. Yeah. Did I nail it?
Huh? Gene, I'm outside the building.
Just go the fuck inside.
All right, I'm going to either buzz or knock. Which would you prefer?
Is there a buzzer? Then buzz.
There is a buzzer.
Wait, here's how big, knock. Is the, how big is the building? How big is the building?
Is Let me measure.
Are you knocking on the door of like a 12-story building thinking someone's going to answer?
Yes.
Okay, find a buzzer. Find the buzzer with the name Ee-hoo-ha.
Looking.
Just aspirate 17 fucking things until an Asian bitch comes out.
Hello?
Anywhere below fucking Canal Street.
All right.
I'm looking.
I love that it's Ee-hoo-ha.
You're saying find a buzzer.
Just stop knocking on the fucking door. We're the only one that hears you. All right.
Hello?
She was. Did you see the gymnastics thing?
No.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
I hope you didn't eat. She's
no, we didn't.
Legit news guy.
Bear with me, Gene. All right, I found a buzzer.
Okay. Buzz it.
That took a while.
Hi, is the Chinese person there?
Hey, do me a favor. Use the buzzer every time I try to say the name correctly. Ready? Yee-hoo-hee. Nope. Yahoo-ha.
Hi, I'm here for Fox.
Yahoonie hee hee.
Hello. I will not call you in.
Latrell Sprewell.
All right, Gene. I got the door open.
Yee hoo ha.
Going up to the eighth
it's
floor.
It's yee hoo ha. Yee hoo ha.
Do you have some phlegm? Are you girls okay?
Gina,
hot when they say it.
I'm outside the apartment.
Okay, well, I can just get these two to make out at some point. But go on, go on.
Let me see if I can hear what they're saying.
All right, why are you whispering? Shh. Are you knocking or breathing?
Shh.
Hello?
Quiet.
此刻.
All right, translation.
准备.
Like this moment. Yeah, we're preparing this moment, too.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I think you're in the wrong place. It sounds like they're filming Asian porn in there.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Are you okay?
Translate it.
Wait.
Closer to the mic.
Oh, no.
I don't know the way. Do you know where this is? Beijing is over there. Thank you.
She said, thank you. I don't know the way.
再见.
Bye.
Gino, I'm pretty sure what they're saying in there is that they have handguns and they're willing to shoot anyone who opens the door.
It sounds actually...
Give me one moment. I need to call in reinforcements.
Ari was just here and she said they were basically asking for directions and left. I mean, you have no idea what's... I have an actual...
Gino, we have determined. I'm here with four police officers.
Why
it does sound
gonna,
like there's threats in there.
It's just a woman asking directions. Don't break into that building.
Open the goddamn door, Charlie. Right,
you think you're better than me?
Hey, Charlie.
Ooh, drink. Ooh.
Wait, is that not apple juice?
Open the goddamn door!
I'm good.
Why are you killing me? You didn't know these people, did you?
No.
Anyway, the story, while they're getting executed, was this woman faked her abduction.
We got him, Gene.
Who'd you get?
22nd Precinct just did a damn fine job. Let's sort through the bodies and let the napalm sort out the rest.
No, that's, first of all, you mixed seven metaphors there. Yee-hoo-ha.
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 These people all look pretty innocent now that they're dead.
Yeah, one needed directions, and the other guy, well, he was just bad with directions, but now he's dead. She posed as she was faked being kidnapped, sent a picture of herself bound and naked to her parents, and they said their daughter, and excuse me, she said their daughter, being her, would be murdered if they didn't
Gino,
pay the ransom.
There's no nail polish in here, nor any massage tables.
No one was looking for any nail polish. She was initially charged
Thought when I came up, I was going to get my nails done.
Okay.
Now, like a clear manicure.
First of all, if you go to a nail salon, they're usually on the ground floor, right? And you just walk right in. They're clearly labeled. You knocked on a door of an apartment complex for about 10 minutes before you rang a random buzzer, heard someone asking for directions in Chinese, and executed the entire room. Is that correct?
I didn't even
get to the story, which was some Chinese girl named, what's his name?
Yee-hoo-ha.
Gesundheit. I'll do your joke. She faked her abduction. She sent a picture to her mom, and it was like her tied up, but you could tell she tied the rope herself. Wow. And she's like, I'll kill your daughter. And then apparently, just to surmise, to sum up, it was obvious she was lying, and then people kept knocking on the door saying, did you fake this? And they kept saying, go away. We don't want to answer these questions. Anything else?
Wow.
You made a mess there. You've got to get rid of the bodies, legit news guy. Here's what you do.
Well, the police are already here. They did it.
Well, they'll cover it up. I'm sure they're completely safe.
Hang on. We're going to put guns near all their hands.
Okay, that's fantastic. Act like you. So how long you been up here doing the comedy, Ari?
Like a year.
Don't be afraid to talk into the mic.
What do you mean up here? On the seat?
Can you hear me?
What's that?
A year.
A year? Yeah, I've worked with you several times over at West Side. You're a fun little act to watch. Great time. Seem to be enjoying it.
What do you mean by that, Gino?
What's that?
What do you mean by that?
Wait, who's talking?
Little act?
What's that?
What do you mean by that? You said little.
Look, I'm not trying to.
No. Let's get to this
right
now.
All I mean is she's got a smidgen of enjoyment.
Wait a minute.
What? I said smidgen. What? I'm just paying her a tiny compliment.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Here it comes.
Look, not trying to short sheet this compliment, but
wordplay.
Wordplay. At 10:06.
More questions.
I'm not trying to say I dwarf you as a comedian. What I'm saying is, stop it.
He's quick.
I'm just saying, I've worked with her three times, and every time, like, you're great up there. You're like, you're having a good time. You've only been doing it a year. Do not misunderstand this compliment. Like, you're not sitting there like, oh, I know exactly. You're like, let me just feel the space, and it's fun to watch. You know what I mean? And it's funny. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm tired of these young comedians like, I'm going to do this. It's like, just have fun up there. Don't think you're reinventing
the fucking
wheel.
Yeah, you want to get up there, enjoy yourself, rip microphones out, smack them against tables, like a pro.
Pete Townsend, the mic. He was literally like, he come out. It was just like, with the mic.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't remember.
Only, you know.
I don't remember
it.
You blacked
out?
I literally.
You know how much I drank that day?
No, I was on the. I was in the booth, and I went on the mic, and I was literally like, I literally was like, enough with the mic.
Yeah.
Enough with the mic.
But in my defense,
it enraged
him. How long have you known me? Like, you saw me, you're like, he looks drunk, but it's Gino. He can't be that drunk. And then I got on stage, and you must have been like, oh my God, he's even drunker than that.
I was like, I was like that.
Yeah. Which is why I had you on so I could say, one, I apologize. That's two, we'll get you the mic. Three, we can't thank you enough for how great you are with what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can we do the gymnast story, please?
Let's do the gymnast story.
I've got a story about a gymnast. Also,
Wait. What'd you do? What happened back at the apartment you
were just... Well, there's six dead Asian people. No one knows what happened to them.
Well, what do you mean? You were there. You executed them. You brought the cops. You burst into the first apartment. You heard people talking Asian.
I think what occurred was...
he couldn't get a manicure, so
they
he got
they
enraged.
Were part of a...
Thank you, Gina.
A triad
of manicurists.
Yes.
A triad?
And clearly, we have audio tape of them
the
saying...
The triad is in where Alan Fuchs is filming his taping his first album?
It's a horrible plug. But I think, in reality, these people were there to kill people. The police got there earlier, and as your translator mentioned, they were speaking very violently.
No, they were asking for directions. Now, can I ask you something? When you did walk into the apartment before, pre-six dead Asian bodies, what did you see? What was going on in the room?
There was people... Doing homework, math.
Right. Well, they're very good at math.
There was an abacus they were playing with.
They would not have an abacus. They would not have an abacus. No one has an abacus anymore, unless you pressed 1946 on the elevator button.
It was the eighth floor. Then I went in, and they mentioned how they were going to kill us and kill all of our families.
That's not, no.
And
Ari told me, she said, do you have directions? Where are you going? And thank you.
And they also, they grabbed the police's guns.
Let me ask you this. Yes. How many of their guns did you recover from the scene? Is gold. How many guns? So once you went through, once you know,
I'm
like,
not an officer. I was just reporting on the story.
Yeah, but when they drew their guns on the officers,
I'm not understanding the question.
How many guns did these Asians have?
I'm not understanding. There just were say, just a lot of guns around, and
I
saw.
Just say none. Just say none. You'll feel better. How many guns did they have?
None.
My people don't own guns.
Her people don't own guns. Yee-hoo-ha.
They probably knew karate.
I guarantee they know a martial art.
I know. I like saying it.
All right. Let's. All right. Well, you know what?
That's just as deadly. All right. Gymnast broke her legs.
Now,
breaking
stop.
News.
Did you see this?
No, did not.
Okay. Now I'm going to say this. I don't know if you know this. I do a sports sheet. I cover sports. I have people send me videos. And I was watching this with some buddies the other night and last night. And when it happened, I threw the phone. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Set the stage.
All right. A man raped 400 young gymnasts.
No, we're not doing that guy. Why can't I think of his name? I covered it. Whatever.
Larry Nassar.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Larry Nassar. Very good.
He should be sentenced to death. That's the story.
No, he should be left in jail where they will repeatedly rape him for being a pedophile.
They'll rape him.
Yes. Worst injury I've ever seen.
I've got video, Gene.
Okay, set it up, but don't play it yet. The gymnastics world has been rocked by a sickening moment that saw a young star break both of her legs. Okay, now let me say this. You're not ready for this.
I'm not?
You're not. Okay?
But I'm not.
Now watch. Joanne is watching in the other... Joanne, have you seen this?
Not.
Come here. I want you to be with these girls.
Come here.
All right, let's hit play.
I feel like holding hands.
Okay.
Let's just watch together.
Okay.
I'm scared to watch it.
Engineering major.
I'm going to look at
such
you guys.
An impressive young lady.
Oh, good God.
Let's see
oh,
how
God.
High she
oh, good
flies
God.
Right
God.
Here.
God.
Yep.
Oh!
Wow.
I think
oh,
she may be.
No.
It looks
for
like
the love
ankle.
Of humanity, that
ah,
is
down
very
awkwardly. She is obviously.
I'm so glad I was holding your hand.
It was three girls, one catastrophic injury.
One more
oh my
time.
God.
You're not
one
gonna.
More time.
I don't think. Let's
oh.
play a game. What do you think the final? Let's watch
it. What was this? They inverted.
Wait, what was her score?
Oh! Mother of.
Why would you do
God.
That? Come on!
Oh.
Do you know what? I think it was that pad that was the issue.
Oh, she didn't finish the rotation.
If only they didn't have that pad there.
Tanya Weak Knees Johnson was steps away from winning gold yesterday before her Achilles knees gave out. Tanya Weak Knees Johnson.
All right, take it off. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think the final injury was on that? What do you think she did?
Broken tibia. Oh. I don't know what a tibia is, actually.
Do you know?
Libya.
Good
Libya
news.
What?
She's been fixed. I've got her. She's able to Skype in.
Oh, she's going to call in. She's fine. She's fine. She's fine. This is called the reveal, Ari. Look, Ari thinks we're really going to talk to her. Look at her face. You're adorable. All right. You're okay. Let's get to what's her. Okay. Boom. Here we go. She's fine. Watch. Where'd she go?
Jen. Got her Skyping in.
Yeah. I hit the button.
She's good now.
If
injuries
like
a thing of the past.
Can we talk to her?
Got her. Press the button.
There we go.
Hello.
You really should have her legs in more to accentuate the flamingo that the knee bends backwards. Did you really just half-ass the whole fucking joke?
Wait.
Nope.
Wait. You
nope.
can. Yeah.
There you go. But you should have had one.
There you go.
See,
there's my legs.
But your mouth is gone.
How flamingos. Are you, Gene?
Hey.
There you go.
How are you? You're in hot water. What is your name?
Ihuha.
Ihuha?
Flamingo.
Is it Samantha Cirio?
Sure.
It looked like you had
love gymnastics, Gino. Love it. And injuries are par for the course.
It looks, yeah. Now, terrible news. I mean, one.
Still training.
You tweeted that your gymnastics career is over.
I'll get back at it.
I don't think you will. I can't help but notice you have the coloring of a flamingo.
My legs bent backwards.
Thank
yesterday.
You for getting me.
The doctors told me I would not be able to live unless I became a flamingo.
Fun fact, flamingos actually start out white, right? But why do they turn pink, everyone? Do you know?
Yes.
Watch this. Why is that your flamingo?
Sounds like a drunken
fact. Because we become gay.
No, that is not
Don't
right.
say it, Gino.
What's that?
Don't say it.
Say what?
What are you going to say? It's don't say that word.
What?
Hold on one sec. Do you know why they turn pink?
Should I Google it? No idea.
They eat a lot of shrimp.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Tito.
Oh, I get it, because she's here. I can't say shrimp. All right, I get it.
Oh.
I just got it. I get that now.
Gina looks so upset.
Because I was lured here under the false premise of getting a microphone.
I will bring
lured,
you.
Lured, I tell you, lured.
I will
give
not,
her a microphone.
I really
do they really
was gonna
eat
do a,
shrimp?
I was going to do a presentation. Totally forgot it. I'll bring one tonight. Are you there tonight?
No, you can't come tonight.
Why?
Because I have a thing.
Do you have another man there? Is it...
I have the Funny Bunch tonight.
What is the Funny Bunch?
That's Jimmy Martinez's show. Actually, Big Jay Oakerson is on.
Why can't
that.
I come by? Me and Jimmy get along very well. Why can't I come by the Funny Bunch?
You could come by. I'm not going to be there till 9, though. Yeah. The show starts at
You're
8.
You're
going
to take her the microphone tonight?
I am going to take it, and I'll tweet a picture of it, because I really do. And you get just a regular microphone,
That's
right?
That's fine. Like, yeah, the standard,
Ari,
sure. Yeah.
Ari,
yeah.
Don't get near flamingos.
I won't.
They eat shrimps.
Okay.
Thanks for laughing at the shrimps. All right, fantastic.
I'm mortified. Yeah. How come every voice is a 1940s guy? Every
what do you
voice.
Mean?
Hi, I'm just sorry. I'm just fucking
I'm just
around.
Me.
I love you so much.
Other newscaster is Oreo.
It's just in, Gino. Flamingo talks the same as me. Hi, I'm a flamingo.
You. Okay, are we done?
I think we're pretty much done.
Are we?
Ari, where are you going to be? Where can people come see you?
Well, my next show is at the Comedy Store this Thursday. It's the Crack 'Em Up show.
In Los Angeles, California.
When are you going to L.A.?
Tomorrow.
How long are you
going to
be there for?
Like a few days, probably.
I think I might go next week. We're off next week.
Yeah?
Did you do your taxes yet?
Yeah.
I have to do my taxes. What is the face? What is the face?
I feel bad for you.
Why?
You're the worst.
I'm a terrible human being, but I'm not the worst. All right, so you'll be at the Comedy Store?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you should hook... We should hook her up with Bron... you won't be there. Will you be there Wednesday?
Yeah.
See if I can hook you up with Bronson. You could do his Village Underground gig.
Comedy Underground. Venice Underground.
Venice Underground. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Did you want to yank the microphone out of the thing before we close?
This one?
Look, my parents are proud of me, even though they're dead of cancer.
I'm
okay?
Glad that they said this week, where are you going to be, Gino? What time can people come see you at LOL and be upset?
I'm not at LOL this week. I don't even know where I am this week. Just May 5th, whatever. Gina Savage, Westside Comedy Club. What's the website? Just westsidecomedyclub.com.
Westsidecomedyclub.com.
Thank you so much.
I'll be at westsidecomedyclub.com this weekend.
With the microphone tonight. Great. Cannot wait. That is the show. Happy Monday. Everyone, morning is next. You don't want to miss that, huh? Huh? If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad, right?